Selected questions will be aired. We're continuing from excerpt number 15 from Baal HaSulam, the teaching of Kabbalah and its essence. I'm glad that I've been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask how I know that it's permitted? I will reply that it is because I have been given permission to disclose. That is, until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and to fully explain each word have not been revealed to any sage. And this is what the Creator has given me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation. As our sages said, little Samuel was worthy, etc., but his generation was unworthy. This is why I said that my being rewarded with a manner of disclosing the wisdom is only because of my generation.
Excerpt 16 from article The Peace by Baal HaSulam. Our sages said, God did not find a vessel to hold a blessing for Israel but peace, shalom. Thus, as long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel too will not be able to serve the Creator in purity, in bestowal upon others, as it is written in the explanation of the words, and you will be to me a kingdom of priests. In the essay, the Arvut, we see this from experience, for the coming to the land and the building of the temple could not persist and receive the blessings that the Creator had sworn to our fathers. This is why they said, God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing, meaning that thus far, Israel did not have a vessel to hold the blessing of the fathers. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for eternity has not been fulfilled, since world peace is the only vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Isaiah. If we are talking about... Let's go.
Excerpt number 17, Baal HaSulam, the Messiah's horn. The disclosure of the wisdom of the hidden in great masses, it is a necessary precondition that must be met prior to the complete redemption. And the books that have been already revealed through me in this wisdom will testify to it. That matters of the greatest importance have been spread out like a gown for all to see. This is a true testimony that we are already at the threshold of redemption, and the voice of the great shofar has already been heard, though in the distance, for it still sounds very softly. Indeed, every greatness requires prior smallness, and there is no great voice if it is not preceded by a soft voice. And this is the way of the shofar, its voice grows progressively. And who better than I knows that I am not worthy at all of being even a messenger and a scribe for disclosing such secrets, much less to understand them down to their roots. So why has the Creator done so to me? It is only because the generation is worthy of it, as it is the last generation which stands at the threshold of complete redemption. For this reason, it is worthy of beginning to hear the voice of the shofar of the Messiah, which is the revealing of the secrets as being explained.